Hey, rich baddie, welcome to soul-led, sales-fed content. I am honestly so excited that you're here. Like, I needed to record this so that you could hear the excitement through my voice because I know what the potential is for you. I want you to actually hear me when I say that you and I, we are about to go on a little journey together, and I want you to know who you're working with, why you're doing it, and all the juice in between. So, hello, my name is Chandler, and I am a content coach, a business mentor, and I believe that your content is quite literally your evolution as a whole woman documented, which means that if you are creating content and you're not feeling excited about what you're creating, that is the biggest sign that something is off. I help highly ambitious women, like the women like you who are running through brick walls, doing it big and going after everything they want and more. I help you create content that not only grows the F out of your business, but allows you to do that without losing your soul in the process. And here's what I know after years of doing this work is that if creating content doesn't feel good, it's not going to work good. Does that make sense? I know that is not correct grammar, but you know, we do it for the art. The woman creating the content, the woman behind the creation, the creator, matters just as much as the content itself. And when I say content, I am referring to your Instagram, your social media, but there's also so much to be said about the content on your sales pages, the content within your emails, the content on your masterclasses, the content in the way that you coach. It's all content, and it all stems from you and your soul and your heart and your experiences. And I've been where you are, staring at a blank screen, wondering what the heck to say. That doesn't sound like everybody else. I've tried copying the templates. I've downloaded quite literally everything. I've paid for all the content courses and memberships, and I always just ended up feeling like a robot. But I knew that I loved creating content. Like, what was it? How could I crack the code? I also always was the person who questioned that if I showed my actual personality, like who I actually was, if it would make me less professional. And that was a belief that I was led to believe for a really long time, and that's nobody else's fault but my own. But here's what I've also learned after working through my own content evolution and content blocks. And then now up to this point, I've worked with hundreds of brilliant women. Your weirdness, your weird is your wealth. The thing that makes you quote unquote too much, that's actually your secret sauce. And I don't want you sitting back thinking like, okay, what makes me too much? And then go and plaster that everywhere because you think that's going to be the thing that converts. You're not hearing me. So here's my story really quick. I used to be that coach, that person growing her brand online, trying to sell things online, whether that was in network marketing. I've tried being an influencer, and now I'm a content coach. And I was always so worried about being professional. So I sucked all the personality out of my content. I was following the templates, the blueprints, the step-by-steps, plugging into the formulas. I was copying what worked for other people. I would watch other coaches and I would think, well, that worked for her. I could just put that in my own words and it should work for me. And then I was always left empty and wondering why my content felt inauthentic. It did not feel exciting to me. I would look back on it and be like, what the heck? Like, what is this? And also, it just didn't work. It never worked for me. And when I say work, I mean, obviously, emotionally, it didn't feel good, but it wasn't growing my business. It wasn't exposing my brand. It wasn't making people in love with my work. And that's what we're here to do, to serve, to bring people into our world, to create this movement, to make massive impact. And if you're hiding in your content, if no one is attracted to your content, then how are they going to find you? Yes, once they get into your world, you change lives. You wouldn't have gotten this little soul-led, sales-fed little content prompt thingy if you weren't brilliant. I only attract magicians, truly. You are magnificent at what you do, but we cannot tell from your content. So then I had this moment in my journey, which actually was not really like a breakthrough moment. It was more like a ton of tiny failures that all compounded over time. And I was like, what if I just talked to people the way that I talk to my friends? And I'm not like a normal friend. Like I truly prioritize my relationships. And so if I'm going to be friends with you or if I'm going to coach you, like that's not something that I just do casually. So I thought if I just talk to people in my content, like I talk to my friends, what if I shared my actual thoughts? What if I used my actual voice? What if I stood for something? What if I got to my edge and I became a little bit more vulnerable, maybe dropped an F-bomb here or there? That's how I speak. And then everything changed. I wasn't putting on this mask. I wasn't trying to be somebody that I'm not. But I did let myself evolve and I let that be showcased in my actual content. And not just the content in my feed, not just my Instagram, but my business, my confidence, my joy in showing up, everything exploded in a good way. And that's what I want for you. I want you to uncover how to create content that feels so good. It feels so juicy that you can't wait to share it. Like, have you ever had that moment where you're like, oh boy, this is going to be a good one. Like, this is so fun to create, not to post. This is so fun to create. Like, you're literally on the edge of your seat about to press post. And it feels like, dang, that one felt good. Not the kind where you're like, oh, I hope this does well. Like, I hope people buy. Like, I hope it does this make sense? Am I being hyper-specific enough? Am I being clear enough where you're overthinking it? The type of content that attracts people who are like, finally, this is the coach of my dreams. I've been waiting to find you. That's the feeling that you provide in the content that you post. And I'm not here to just give you more content templates, or I would never tell you to like go post at 2:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for maximum engagement. Check all of your metrics. I am not that coach, and I'm definitely not here to coach you to create content like me. I'm here to help you create content that feels so genuinely, authentically you, that your ideal clients in your audience, they can't help but be so drawn to your energy. They can't look away, and you feel like you're barely trying. That is what content should feel like. It should feel effortless. And yes, it exists. Your ideal clients, the ones that are following you or about to follow you, they're not looking for you to be perfect. I know that we throw around the words, be the guru, be the expert, be 10% ahead, 10 steps ahead, whatever. Nowhere in there are they looking for you to be perfection. They're looking for real. They're looking for someone who gets them, who's been where they are. And they can look at you and they can think to themselves, she is going where I want to go. They trust that you can guide them forward without making them feel like they have to be someone else to succeed. So in this little sheet, you're going to find three prompts. We're going to dive deep into creating content that honors who you are while also serving who you're meant to serve. You can do both. You don't have to just speak at people. You don't have to just describe your offers all the time. You don't have to have all the accolades and all the achievements in order for people to take you seriously. You just have to empty your soul. And let me back up, because that does not mean that you are dumping your struggles or getting into the competition of who's had it harder. There's a nuance here. But as you create these three little prompts that I'm giving you, you just have to promise me one thing, okay? Like, please promise me this. You will not allow yourself to wonder if you're doing it right. Can we agree to that? Just freaking do it. And remember my story. I got here to a booming business, the dreamiest clients ever in my world. And they simply find me and invest thousands without a sales call, without a DM conversation. I'm here by thousands of tiny failures. I've put myself out there in my content time and time again, and I've fallen flat on my face. But to me, it's all data. What do I like to post? What do I not like to post? what's working for me and my business, not what's getting me the most likes, what's getting me the most views, what's getting me the most many chat triggers, which one of these things is converting the highest. That's not how I look at data. I know it all stems from me and my soul and my energy. So buckle up. We're about to, sorry, I don't know why I laughed at that, but like, why did I say buckle up like that? I don't know. We are about to dive so deep into creating these few pieces of content. There's only three, but if you look deeper beyond the actual prompt, you'll notice that you can take this sort of content and recreate it time and time again. And these pieces of content, they do convert. Content that converts. I actually hate saying that because the intention is to serve. Converting is always the byproduct of what we actually do. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to convert. But if your intention is, I'm going to sell them, they're going to feel sold too. And if people feel sold too, they don't buy. It's like walking into like the phone stores. Like if you go into like Verizon and they're like always trying to like hawk you and sell you something, like I'd rather just not even go into the store. I want to feel drawn to an experience. And I also sometimes really refrain from handing over templates because I have templates for days. Like, dude, I could give you template on template on template. I've done for you content for my clients. And that's why I refrain from doing these templates because I've learned that with a template, you try to copy it or make it perfect. And that is nothing that I teach here. There is no arrival with quote unquote good content. Like you'll never be like, I'm really good at creating content. Like I don't even say that about myself. I'm still in my own evolution. My content is good, but yo, in 6 months, it's going to be even better because I'm going to be better. So just like in life, your content will never be perfect. But because it's you, you need to hear that we celebrate imperfections here. Imperfection is exciting. It's diverse. It's unpredictable. It's very intriguing. Oh, and it's different. You are right on time. And remember that the goal here when you're creating these pieces is connection, not perfection. Let your soul-led energy, what's in your heart, the unspoken things that don't always get to your content, let those things shine through. And that's what's going to make this more fun for you. And ultimately, leave your audience insanely excited to work with you. So, welcome to the fam. Let's make some magic.